Argentina will play Croatia on Wednesday morning for a chance to play in the biggest football match in the world. Since this is probably Lionel Messi's 35th and final opportunity to win the one major trophy that has eluded him throughout his illustrious career, he will be the subject of much attention, says Barry Humphrey Geraldton. Argentina last took home the trophy for the men's World Cup in 1986. The third FIFA World Cup Tyler participated in as a commentator was Mexico 86. Therefore, it is appropriate that the illustrious announcer will be at the helm for what may turn out to be Messi's career's turning point, just as Diego Maradona's participation in the 1986 tournament was. According to Barry Humphrey Geraldton, if Argentina wins the World Cup at Lusail Stadium, Tyler told SBS Sport, it will be known as Messi's World Cup. Tyler said, I don't think it was against the odds for Diego Maradona in 1986, but it is against the odds. It might be Messi's World Cup to a greater extent than Maradona's was in 1986, but only marginally. Since we are all romantics, the game has a sentimental appeal to us all. Messi would undoubtedly win the 2022 World Cup if we were to write a book about it. It appears that he might be able to make what might have been fiction into reality. When Maradona led the Albiceleste to the World Cup, he was 25. Through 5 games of Qatar 2022, Messi has scored 4 goals and provided 2 assists. For Messi to do it at the age of 35, when people are saying, for example, look at the first game, a 2-1 loss to Saudi Arabia, where Argentina, with all its elder statesmen, were not going to be able to compete properly in this FIFA World Cup. Messi has orchestrated almost everything that's happened. He's scored the goals, made the goals, and he looks like no fading star. I think that's a great compliment to his fitness, dedication, and skill. If they get the ball to him, he makes match-winning moments happen. He's a genius. There's more stealth about Messi. He picks their pockets, whereas Maradona could go toe-to-toe with defenders. He, Maradona, wouldn't be afraid of a nightclub bouncer.